What do you think?
We'll try it. To learn together, Shtigl da Aloches from Dalad Minim. We'll start from the Esrei. I want to be Magdim. I said, Alemal, before you start these Aloches of Dalad Minim, especially the Aloches of Esrei, you have to know it's four kind of aloches that we're going to learn. Sidot dvorim that are me'akev ba'aloche. Sidot chumres. Sidot briske chumres. Un sidot dikdukim ba'alme. And we know Klal Yisrael, and we'll see in the Hemshech why, especially in the Esreg, we have stories of Choshve Yidden that spend a lot of money for Esreigim. And Choshve Zaynish can chill Hashem when a bocher is going to buy a Esreg, at least to know a little bit what to look for. Vos heist a gute Esreg, a schwachere Esreg. I will try a little bit more. I want to shtikl marchiv and to build this klal that will understand it from the sugyas inside all of the pirte halachas of the Esrek. And like we said in Kol Nidrei and Atoras Nedorim, lefotem yefshar ki rabi mehem. But we will try says in the Posuk, Ulekachtem lochem bayoy morishoin pri eitz hodo. Segeit af esrik. Ulekachtem lochem bayoy morishoin pri eitz hodo. The Gemara darshens, velokachtem lochem, Yossi, ulekachtem lochem, az vezayna lekicho tamo. Avezayna lekicho tamo. What is a lekicho tamo? Lekicho shleimo. Oh, but this is only in the first day. Now, in the first day, you have to have, we'll see in Chutz La'aretz maybe in the second day also, aber velekachtem lochem bayoyim harishon. This lekicho tamo, lekicho shleimo, is only bayoyim harishon. Pri eitz hodo, lefi mos rishonim chutz mshitas harambam, the din hodo is me'akev kol hashev hayom. Not every zach goes inside hodo. Some zach are mehakev in hodo, some zach are not mehakev in hodo. But this is the klal of most shittas we have to know. A zach that is darshin al tzlikichot tamo, it's only in the first day, maybe the second day. Zachin that are coming for al tzpri, it's hodo, are knowing all of the 7 days of Sukkot. In Esrig is a psul that is called psul choser. It's a Mishneh, Esrog HaChoser Posu. Now, this Psul of Choser comes from the Droshe from Lekachtem Lochem Shetiyah Lekicho Tamo. Tamo means a complete. If the Esrog is missing something, filled in the Lekicho Tamo. So I don't have a Lekicho Tamo. For having a Lekicho Tamo, I need a full Esrog. B'meile, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Noeg only on the first day. And the first day you have to have a lekichot tamo. In Chutz La'aretz, you have to have a lekichot tamo also in the second day on Tov. We'll see, it's not so poshut take legabi the second day. In all different tzirufim, we will see the Mishneh Brura will be making. Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach Yibone Beis HaMikdosh. And if Yibone Beis HaMikdosh, if you're a lot of Rishonim, not only on the first day, you have to have, nein, by us, in the first day it's the Reise, and all the other days it's the Rabbana. And the Mikdosh, usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Even if the Pasuk says, ulekachtem lechem bayom harishon, aber usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. So the Mikdosh, we learned it now in the Mishnah Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, that in the Mikdosh is all the 7 days it's their Reise. It's a machlekes if the velekachtem lochem lekichotamo is noigan Beis Hamikdosh all the 7 days, or maybe not. And Beis Hamikdosh velekachtem lochem bayom rishon is lekichotamo. Midei Reise is only 1 day, and Gvulin it's 7 days midrabbanan, and Beis Hamikdosh it's their Reise 7 days. But mecheteisa you have to have lekichotamo 7 days. But achros roiva poiskim that you have to have lekichotamo Beis Hamikdosh all the 7 days. Why I'm so busy? Masbe vosso zayn Beis Hamikdosh. First, I'm sure that Beis Hamikdosh, all of us Be'ezus Hashem will be sukkos in Beis Hamikdosh. But if chas v'sholem Beis Hamikdosh will not be built, it's weiter negeh to all of us. Shitas Rambam, we learn now in Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnayos, lulev nitol b'Hamikdosh kol shiva. Shitas Rambam, it's ganz Yerushalayim, all of the old shtot. B'mele. That Yerushalayim, the Bukur Yankiv brings already, that the Yerushalayim know that if you go to the old city in Sukkos, you mischayev and lulev again. So let me first to be masbir. The Moshe, you shok lulev and yeshiva, and you go to visit in the Beis Hamikdosh, in the Azore, in the Koisal, in the old city, you have to shake a lulev again. And you see all the frum people go to the Koisal, and they shake a lulev. Because when you were Yoitza in the yeshiva, you were only a Yoitza de Rabbana. Moshe Rabbeinu Rebbe Eliashiv, he goes in the morning to shake the lulav deer to be yoytzeh the day of Reisa. I hear one machmir once a time, when he comes here, he has to do again to be yoytzeh the Rabbanon. Yeah, that's the nish. It's not the day of Reisa, it includes the Rabbanon. It's not in it's not hamol with the Rabbanon. But that's yet the frumers, when they go to the Kaisel, you see near the Kaisel, everyone shakes the lulavim deer again to be yoytzeh the day of Reisa. The problem is, a lot of times you go, they have their Chabad or andere Sachen dort, and you have to know if it's kosher or lulavim. Kosher or esroigim. You know, a lot of people shake it. And Moshe, it's different esroigim. So you have to bring your esroig. You lulav. The problem is, sometimes, even if you bring it, when you come back already, it's not kosher. So Moshe, some people are scared. So they go only by night. People that are scared. So the first day you have to be yoytzeh the Reisa. I don't know what is a kosher esrog. I'm scared to go by day. I don't have a good esrog there. You know, the first day I managed to find the esrog. The second day, a lulav that is not open. So some fafrumt only go to visit in Sukkos the Kaisa by night. So again, it's a chumre, but this I will not call. This is a chumre that it's kedai, especially now in Eretz Yisrael. If you go to the Kaisel to know, to be makpid, order to take your Dalet Minim, all the years I go on the Shana Rabbe. And even if the Lulav gets posted already, it's in ice. But then you have to know, to come back to Simchas Torah, you have to make it. But you have to, the minig of Yerushalayim is, the minig is that Lemaise in the old Shtot, you shake the Lulav again, and to be yaitzeh to the Reise, we choishes that you have to have an Esrog and a Lulav that are kosher with the Reise, not only with the Rabban. Again, I have to be madgish, very good. Das ist klar, tak einige namen mit auf madgish. The first day, I didn't plan to go into it, but das ist warum pshutim, you have to be masber, tak. The first day, everyone knows you have to have lochem. Second day also, b'chutz la'oretz. All the other days, you don't have to have lochem. Again, when you go to Yerushalayim, you have to have lochem. So you have to be koine matonas lehachzir, the esrek from the Chabad place there, or from where you're getting it there, and to give it back. Not enough time to shake. The Macham and Akinian. You see, all the Choshev Yidin, the Machnen and Kibbeh. It's a ganze Meise. No, Chas V'Sholom, Rabba Brochets. It's a Chumre, Shittas HaRambam, Bebikur Yankev, it's Choshev Shittas HaRambam, but Ravada, we don't make a Brochet. Now, even though we're passing that only on the first day we have to have Choser as Posul, again, in Yerushalayim and the old Shtot, maybe all the days of Shittas HaRambam. B'shar Yom Yim Choser is kosher. But the Meiri brings down, Al Zekeli Ve'anveyu is the Indian that the Esreg will not be Choser B'shar Yomim. We'll see later in the end if we'll have time, maybe sometimes it's better to make it Choser. But B'derech Klal, it's better not to have a Choser even B'shar Yom. Now you have sometimes a kind of choser that happens on the tree. There's a needle, and the esrog blows in the wind, and it makes a hole. The needle makes a hole in the esrog. But then, eventually, when it's carrying on to grow on the tree, it's like a kind of scourge or that grows on top of the place of the hole. So the halacha is the Tumas HaDeshem, we pass on halacha, it's kosher. Maybe it will have a shaila from Bletlach later. Maybe it will be called Bletlach. We'll have to see later what is Bletlach. But as we're learning now, it's choser, it's no chisor, it's choser b'chai gavne. Now, lo me'machem this klol. It's three psulim, again, as lekicho tamo, maybe more, it's three psulim. Choser, nikav, niklaf. This is the first group. Choser, nikav, niklaf. Lo me'gein kaseinu. Nikav means that is a hole in the esrog. It's not choser nothing. You took a pin, a very sharp pin, you push it into the esrog and you take it out. The pin is clean. I'll be looking at the esrog, it's a very nice hole. This is called nikav. It's not choser. Nothing came out. And not only that, nothing was pushed away from its place. The way a pin goes, it pushes everything slowly, slowly to the side. You can take a hammer and give a bang to the esrog. Then you're squashing the esrog in. But I'm speaking even a nikav that nothing is squashed and nothing is really removed from its place. Just migmach platz. Everything moved a little bit and the pin went in. And when you take it out, that's his nikav. The halacha is as it. Nikav esroi kosher are in conditions. That the nekev is not mitzad letzad. We call it that the nekev cannot be mefulish. I want to explain it to make it clear. Let me say we have an esrog. A long esrog. We'll use like a little bottle, a little Coke bottle. You can have a nekev in the tap, in the place that the cap is, from one side to the other side. This is possible because the nekev is going from one side to the other side. The Lashon of Chazal is nekev mefulish. You can have another nekev that is possible. It's not mefulash, but it's coming ad chadre azera. What is ad chadre azera? In the middle of the esrog that we'll see soon, is four areas. It's the inside area where is the pits and the juice. You cut an esrog. You cut an orange. It's a little peel, and everything is full of juice and pits. You cut an esrog. There's a lot of different layers that we'll speak about them later of kind of the part of the esrog. And then you come to the inside of the esrog. It has like a little bit juice, a little bit pits. This is Chadre Azera. If the Nekev gets to Chadre Azera, it's also possible. So you can have a Nekev Mefulish that is possible, and you can have a Nekev at Chadre Azera that is possible. Or, a Turle Chetimtze, that the Nekev is very wide, like an Isor. An Isor is a shiur, it's not a klor. The tom is less from an Isor, by most people. So, it's three chetimtzes of nikav that are possible. Ki isor, mefulosh, or yad chadre azera. Now, we paskin that all of these three are possible. Nikav, mitzad letzad, ki isor, yad chadre azera. Sidor is showing that hold that nikav, that is not choser, is kosher. We don't paskin like that. But, zog the Mishnah Brura in the second day of Yom Tov, that it's a machlekes if you have to have lekichotam, so even if you have a nikav mitzad letzad, or keisar, or lechadre azera, but it's not choser, Mishnah Brura says that it's kosher. Now, as a chumre, that in the old days, when I was a bacher, a lot of machmirim were very busy with this chumre. They say that it's not true. A lot of esrogim, if you take the esrog in the place of the pitam, if you have an esrog without a pitam, is a little hole sometimes. And if you look good, this hole looks very deep. Sometimes this hole could get till chadre azera. The way that people checked it in the old days, they would take after here, and they would put it in to see how deep it gets. They say that the Maisa they checked and over 99% it never gets to Chadra Azera. So it's not so again. This we'll go weiter. Chosa. We're speaking on the first day. I'm saying that they were machmir for the first day, but the derech klal it's not lemaisa dig. You don't have to be choishish. Choser. So we spoke about nika. What is choser? Again, as a machloikis. If you have to have a big shiur of choser or a small shiur of choser, we are machmir choser kol shehu posul. Now here is a big shail. The Yisraeli, even if it's missing something, Shabbat Goldish, Shabbat Goldish, does he nishkin lekicha tamo? Tamo means tamo. The Chazanish Stein is that we need no teir le maloche ha-shores. And if you can't see the chosor with your eyes, it's not called chosor. If you can't see the chosor with your eyes, it's not called chosor. Chosor has to be a chosor that you can see with your eyes. If you can't see it with your eyes, the Chaznish said it's not chosor. I was born a Moshe Heller, was given a bucky, snifter, a big bucky in Yerushalayim. And he was holding an esrek, and he saw a little worm coming out from somewhere, I don't know from where. He said it's for sure chosor. If the worm managed to climb out from somewhere, it means that it's chosor. Chaznish said if it's, you can't see it. Now, the Chaznish said, but you have to take it very close to your eyes. It's not like the black spots that we'll speak later that from far, nira la'inayim. Here, even if it's, you have to put it very close near your eyes, and you see it, it's chosor. So the Chaznish said, if you can see it with your eyes, only with a glass, with a magnifying glass, this the Chaznish said, you're not mechuyev. But most of the poskim hold the ma'aseh that if it looks that maybe it's something chosor, you take a magnifying glass to check. We're not saying mechanei that it's kosher. Now, what would it be if it's sofek, if it's chosor? A lot of times, the bocher brings you an esrog, you look, efshar chosor, efshar akvetch, or explain to you what is a kvetch. But efshar chosor, efshar nish, efshar chosor, the Mishneh Berurah says that it's kosher mitzad sfek sfek. Sofek chosor, sofek not. And even if it's chosor, it's shittes, that you have to have chosor keiso. We paskin chosor mashe uposu. But if it's a sofek, the Mishneh Berurah paskin that it's kosher. Reb Nissim Karelitz, and this is a loch to the people that Mirtz Hashem will be rabbonim have to know. Because no bocher will want to take an answer with a sfek sfek. It's basic. But the nefkemina is when you're up. Reb Nissim Karelitz paskin, av beizdin bebnei brak, mon lechosher v'av beizdin in zebnei brak. That if someone brings you a basks, and says on it Mehudor Aleph, and you take out, and it's a suffix chosor, you cannot give it back. It's called Mehudor. You don't have to bench on it. Abelagabi Mominus, yeah, it's not so popular, just write for me that he will change it. Sashayla von Gesser, the Rav is a Ganet. That's about Reb Nissim holds, the Mishneh Berurah said that it's kosher, it's kosher. For sure, I know no one touches such a esrog. But the Maaseh is so in the Moshe, when you buy a pure set, you can know what you're getting. You can get a sfek sfek chosor. But the Chazanish said that if it looks chosor, not to be samech on a sfek sfek. He said that it's not good. But he says if you look with a glass, then it's good. The Mishneh Berurah paskins in Yom Tov Sheni, you could make a bracha and a chosor mashu, because it's a sfek sfek. Sofek, maybe Yom Tov Sheni chosor is kosher, and maybe it's not chosor, only keiso. And if you mean this again, could be on the first day you'll take not such a nice esrog. But on the second day, if you have a very nice esrog, but it's a small shaila of chosor, so on the second day, maybe it's better to bench on him. On the third day. Lemaise, in the edge of the esrog, we'll see very well is the edge, but I mean mamish the edge, like mamish the pointy edge, there, even if it's a sofek chosor, we machmir. Because there could be chosar is not only as lekicha tamo, it's as hodo. Has to be near la'inayim. But in the edge of the esrig, I have to remember this, we're going to get to different halachas about, even sofek chosar in the edge of the esrig could be possible. So we spoke about nikav, and we spoke about chosar. There's another halacha that is called niklaf. The Mishnah state, niklaf kosher. Till a half, if a half of the peel of the esrig went off, it's kosher. Now, every esrig is divided to four parts. If you cut an esrig straight, you have inside, like we said, the pits and the juice. Around it, you will have a kind of white. White, strong white, like a very thick peel. This is the flesh of the esrig. Around that heavy white, then juice with pits, white. Around that white, you will have a light peel in a green color. Of yellow, but I'm saying light green, it's very bitter. On top of it, you have a shiny kind of cover. What do we see? So it's four. It's Chadre Azera, the Bosor Alovon, the Klipo Ayeruko, the Leicht, and the Klipo Amavriko, the shiny one. The Mishneh Berurah holds that if you're missing the shiny part, it's not called Choser, and it's Niklef, and it's Kosher. But if it's missing already from the second peel, it's already chosar. Not everyone understands like this pshat in Mishneh Berurah. Some people hold that the Mishneh Berurah is machshir, even if it's missing from the green. If it's not, if you're missing all of the green, dainu. What I understand pshat, a lot of people can do pshat in Mishneh Berurah. If you're missing the shiny, it's kosher. But if you're missing from the light green, it's puzzle. I'm just saying, if you're missing from the light green, and a little bit light green is left, it's kosher. It's only possible if you take off all of the light green, even without the white. The Chazanish says, even that is kosher, only if you take out also a little bit from the white, then it's called chosar. It's very small amounts. L'may Sadiq, it's kimat non of kemine. If only the shiny goes off, it's kosher. More from that, normally already it hits the white. So be'etzem, a lot of times, people will give you an esrig, and it will look chaser, but it's only missing the shiny. It's kosher. But, zog de Mishneh Berurah, if the esrig changed colors after it got peeled, normally it takes 24 hours. If it doesn't change in 24 hours, it will not change. If you're scared in the store, if someone played with it, wait for 24 hours, and see what happens. Ask it to hold it on for you for 24 hours. Normally, after 24 hours, it didn't change the color, it will not change the color later. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says like this. If we're holding on the top of the esrog, we'll see later what is called the top. But the top half of the esrog, and you're missing a peel, and it changed even to a kosher color, the haynu. If it changes to white and black, it's possible. Even if it's not chosar, like every shin in Marem, the esrog is possible. But even if it didn't change to black and white, it changed to yellow, to brown, the Mishneh Berurah says, Eili shtamesh boy, ubedi eved yesh lehokel. A lot of times, you'll take an esrog, it will get a bang, and a little peel will go off, and after 24 hours it will change the color, the Mishneh Berurah holds you're not allowed to use it, only bedi eved. If it's in the bottom of the esrog, then it's two or three places, like we'll see later, the shiur. So the vow we learned three halachas. Choser, nika, v'niklaf. These achim be'etzem, if you don't have shimush, it's just good to know, and to go to ask, to know what is considered niklaf, what is considered nikaf, and what is considered choser. The Moshe Razakta, they call it a kvetch. This is even less of a niklaf. When you hold the esrog, it gets like a bang. So it goes a little bit in, like a little bump in. It's kosher and leketchile. It's not even niklaf. It's not even chosa. Just you gotta squeeze in. They call it by the sochim a kvetch. But you have to know, a lot of times when it's a kvetch, juice goes out. Now the Chazanish said, when juice goes out, it's not chosa. There's no psul. But mamitzias is the juice of the esrig is very sour, and a lot of times it goes on the esrig, and after a couple of days the whole thing will change the color. So again, if it's a kvetch, it's good to wait a day or two before you buy it or you pay. We'll go a little bit weiter. So after we spoke of the first three psulim, as a din hodor and esrig. We're not speaking now of the bidyevet. We'll get later to the bidyevet. Lekatchila, you have to have a nice esrig. You have to have a nice esrig. And I had a suffix. What's the pshat that you have to have a nice esrig? It goes lefi what you think that is pretty, or lefi the mevinim. Lamazong and some bochim bring you esrig. You can't look at it. They think it's beautiful esrig. It looks like a cucumber. It's a carrot. Another one brings you, it looks like a watermelon. He thinks that it's nice. This is his taste. He thinks bumps are not nice. He likes the esrog to be very smooth. The mevinim know with blitters and shkiras is the nicest. So what's geis hodo? When you have to take it to a munchat of fragrance, geis hodo, go to the store. Beautiful. It's clean, you take it. Le Moshe, I'll give you the shayla. By the chassidim, is a musig esrog mit a gartel. What is the esrog mit a gartel? It goes in and again goes out. Kilul has a gartel in the middle. We'll see that there's a big shayla. What is considered the top of the esrog? Because it already goes down in the middle. We know normally it's the top, it's in the place that the esrog goes with the shipua. But the esrog with the gartel, it goes in and again goes out. So we'll have to know later, they got me the black dots from where the chassidim have to count the black dots. But the chassidim are esrog mit a gartel, that's the mile. But the litvikas? So the shayla is, so by the chassidim does zayin hodo, by the litvikas reis nishken hodo? So I had a mice amol. I had a friend of mine, you know, Leah Lena, he went out to work. And he became, and he started to work with diamonds, chves. The kid said, but he asked me a favor to remember him, you know, the good days that he learned in yeshiva, and to buy him a esrei. So every year I bought two esreigim, saying, chutz for myself, I bought two more esreigim. And when he would come, I would, you know, I would show him the truth. Why I took two, this is the famous meister mit the Ger Rebbe, Azay Zogman, once was one of the chassidim from Ger, that he had a big pardes, and chutz la'aretz. And that year was shreklach. All of the esreigim were bad esreigim. The kid said, he came to the Rebbe, Rebbe, was zayin? You know, my parnosa. He told him, every chassid that you send in with an esrog, give him two esrogim. I will tell him, this one is better. If you send him with one, I can't say it's good. If you send him with two, I can say, this is better. So every time when you choose for someone an esrogim, Adam will bring him two. Say, well, take the better one. So I, he comes down from the airport, he arrives at Erev Yontef, he comes to my house, I take out two esrogim, and he chooses one. Because I take out the one that I think that is very nice. He says, he works in jewelry, it's like, but he had a lot of siyata d'shmai in his way. And because I'm ma'isa, I take out the first one, he says, shvach ma'isa, show me the other one. I take out the other one, yeah, givaldik. Tell him, I'll tell you the truth, I don't mind, but I think the first one is nicer. Tells me how to hide. In learning, du bist amazing. In jewelry, I'm amazing. I'm telling you, the second one is nicer. I'm telling him, how to maybe in jewelry, you're amazing. And it's like, I'm amazing. And I'm telling you, this one is a nice one. He tells me, listen, I'm buying the esrog and I'm going to it with shul. I'm going what I think is nice. I'm not trying to go to shul with the esrog to say that this is Kaplan thinks that it's nice. So I don't love it, so I called him Nisim Karelitz. And if I said, I have a shayla here with a yid. He wanted to know what esrog to take. What he thinks that is nice, or what the mevinim think that is nice. So Reb Nissim Karelitz, Reb Solyakov Tfisher Zichrono Livracha, the Shmir Shabbos told me, you go lefi the person. Reb Moshe Shterbuch told me, lefi the mevinim. Reb Chaim Kreisler told me, it's totally in the Sofik in the Yerushalmi. Totally, it's too poem. Reb Meir Shmulevitz from Yeshiva, wanted a toilet in a medrash in Kiseitze. You could argue on the tliya. Is a machlek, is the halacha is, says Kiseitze la milchoma aloivecho. ורואיסו בשיביו אישו יפה סטויה, so זה היתר to marry her. Clear the medrash, what would be if you see a keura? Lishkin yifa stoya, I'm a chualas. But he thinks that he's a yifa stoya. Hota heter for the mitzvah yifa stoya or not? The first man, the Omar, says, shtek yifa stoya. Second one says, yifa stoya meinu. So he wanted to say, it's taller than that. But I think like this, and here will be a big enough comedian. I think even if in all of the mitzvahs in the world, we will say that it's totally on the person, the haim, I want the masbi. The moshul in tzitzis is a mitzvah zekeli v'anvei. Some people put a nice atah. They think it's nice. So I think choshve gdelim did it. I know some people, you pay them money, they will not go without atah. They don't want to look malabatish. It's two kinds of people. Some people will go without Torah, some people will not go without Torah. So, there could be a person that thinks that it's nice, Zekeli v'anvei. You don't think that it's nice, don't go without Torah. But I think in an Esreg is different. Why? Tesis in the beginning of Lulav HaGozul brings down, it says in Esreg that you have to have Hodor, and if it's not Hodor, it's possible. But I said, not everything passes. But a black dot that it's not hodor is possible. Rashi says, what is the marker that you have to have an esrig mehudor? Zekeli v'anveyu. Frek teisves, every time zekeli v'anveyu is not me'akev. The marshal of dirty talis. You know it's a nishen. You know, some people have dirty talis. Yeah. And but you have a yoytze. You can borchel of a tole. For sure they have to have a kavona, but for sure they yoytze. So why here you're not yoytze? The teretz is esrik states velekachtem lochem pri eitz hodor. The chavtze from the pri is pri eitz hodor. Tali states can pri eitz hodor. Tali zekeli v'anvei. But nish yoytze zekeli v'anvei. Dodo hodor geit arayin in the mitzvah. If hodor geit arayin in the mitzvah, we don't ask you. The esrik has to be pri eitz hodor. So now the esrik has to be pri eitz hodor. You don't go with any person. We'll go to another shayla. A person, this I heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. A person has two esrei. A nicer one and a less nicer one. What he has to give to his father, what he takes to himself. Avad, if your father is paying for both, you give it, the nicer one belongs to him. But it's like a person, his father gave him $100 to buy for himself, and he has his own money, and his father gave him $100 to buy for the father. Now he went to the store, he has two esrig, and he wants to know velcha esrig for himself, velcha esrig for the tate. What is the aside of the suffix? Mitzal echot kibudav der reise. Hiru mitzvah is a psakleinika. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, the nicer one to yourself, the schwacher one to your father. He told me, you don't do kibudav and a cheshbon from a mitzvah. He says, he has a better eitzah. Buy a poshta esreg and send flowers to your father for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. Send your tefillin, $1,000, sell them, buy this poshta tefillin, you know, for $100, buy your parents a fridge for Yom Tov. The Raisa. Tell us for your own mitzvahs, you don't do that. Maybe he says you have to take the nice esrik to yourself. And the shvachi one you give to your father. Avada, if you're a very good person, you give the nice one to your father and you come and you shake by your father. See later, if we have time. If it's the Indian, only the shaking or the whole halal has to be with the same esrik, like a tchila. But this day it's a be'etzer. To give the nice one to your father and to come to shake by your father. Only if you hear not to soil, you're sending it to Chutzlaret, so then send in the Shvachar. You don't have, but again, you don't have to tell them you sold in the Shvachar. Because Avach, when Kibudav blind. So this Maisa, Nisht Ala Maskim, a lot of Rabbonim and Arts Yisrael, every time that I say this Maisa over, they yell on me, das Nishkin Chinuch, das Nishkin der Richtige Weg. But you know, Teirei, Velimun Anitzorich, Divre Teire, Darke Hashem Yeshorim, Tzadikim Yeruchubah, Vereshoim Mikosh Tubah. This ma'isa I said over 7 years ago. And a yid called me up from Lakewood. Barabbas from Lakewood. Told me, you said over this chiddush of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach? The middle of Sukkot. I said, yeah. Sure, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told you to give the nicer one to yourself? I said, yeah. So tell me, I wanted to tell you a story. He told me, I live in Lakewood, and in Lakewood, in the bakery there is two kind of challahs. There's kind of challahs, geflochter, I say, I don't know exactly, they make it like that. And there's another kind of challahs, they make it like in a little tin. The challahs that are made in the tin have a little bit more oil inside, because it doesn't run away. A bissel mer geschmack. So I, every Friday, I go to the store, to the baker there, with my car, and I take 6 sweet challahs. This week I came to the store, and at that time, I took 6 cars, I put it in the back of my car, I closed it, I went to buy some different zachen, and then Yinkeban from Lakewood comes in, and he wants to buy the square challahs. The baker tells him, I'm sorry, we ran out of them. Guy says, Chkenisht, how I'll come back home? My wife, she told me I have to get the square ones. The baker says, I'm very sorry, but you know, we ran out of them. The guy says, you know, but she told me to buy it before I go to Yeshiva. I forgot all about it. I can't go back home. He said, I'm sorry, we ran out of them. So I saw that the Shaila von Shlom Bayis. This is what Yadam is telling me on the phone. So I went over to him and I told him, go to my car, take off in the back tree. So I'm already married for years. And I took another 3 Pashta ones. I put them in my car. I came to Suda Shabbos in the house. And I had in the Suda 1 sweet one and 1 Pashta one. And I asked my kinderach, avos zu machen am moitzi. And the sweet one and the one that we did a mitzvah. So after Shabbos, I came to Eretz Yisrael, I went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I told him the story, and I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is what this Yid is telling me on the phone, I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky on what I had to make a moitz. And the same thing I asked Rav Shteyman, and he said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Shteyman, both of them told me on the sweet challah. And Reb Nissim Karelitz told me even more from that, that there's no reason to make on the Poshta one, because you never made a mitzvah in the Poshta one. The mitzvah you made in the sweet one that you gave them. Go to his house. So the first one that came to give the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the one that you gave, not the one that you have. You stand nicht gerecht. So I want to ask you a shayla. I had the shayla to the Shmir Shabbos. He also told me the sweet one. I want to ask you a shayla. He told me, I'm asking Sain Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Sain Rav Shteyman, Sain Rav Nissim Karelitz, and Sain you b'shem of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They telling me to make the bracha and the sweet one. You saying to give the schwache one to the father. I want to ask you a shayla. There's a famous meiser, Chassidim Mesaprim, and the Rebbe Reb Zusha. It was a year that every year he bought the nicest esrig in Stadt. He would collect money the whole year. And he went. And I get koyft as a shayna esrig mit a gidl, you know, with bumps, with a kemigdal, mit a pitem, you know, green and yellow together, out alle miles. And the whole shtot will come to bench on his esrig. And that year he has the 200 ruble, he's on the way to buy the esrig, and he hears someone crying in the way. He goes in, and he sees a almona mit a ganze meise, and he has rachmanis, and he gives her over the money. And he's left with a post over there, a poor piastros, a couple of pennies, chweis. He's left in his hands. And he comes to the store and the guy says, oh, here, I kept you the esrig. He says, I'm sorry, but this year, you know, I have to go to the Pashto ones. He even didn't have money for the Pashto ones. But they gave him a discount after every year he's buying so good esregim. You know, they gave him like a small green one, you know, exactly, kashil, circle. Bekitzer, he took it back home. He was embarrassed to go to shul. So he decided he would go to daven by the chassidim. No one knows him anyway. He'll daven in the corner, put in the talis, you know, with the bottom, and he will hide. No one will see the esrig. So he comes to the chassidim, he hides in the corner, he puts the talis over his head. And you know, everyone is getting ready, everyone takes out the esroigim, and the Rebbe tells the Gabbe, Mikenish machan abroch. Everyone is waiting, and the Rebbe is going back and forth, and the Rebbe turns over to the Gabbe and he says, Sidoa esreg zashmekt gan eden. I want to bench on that esreg. And the Rebbe starts to go around and around, until the Rebbe stops on his place, and the Rebbe picks up this esreg. This is the esreg that shmekt gan eden. And this esreg I want to make a bracha. So dear, we see that the esreg that shmekt gan eden is better. Yenem frek, that's what the God said, it's kind. Frek the Yenem. So the same thing, if you will give the nicer one to your father, your esreg will shmekt gan eden. I gave that sweet challah to them, maich the shmache challah shmekt gan eden. Azeh gefrek. So, ich weiß nicht, you know, I don't know die Sachen in Shmek Gan Eden. Aber no, aber ich will sagen, also, even if Lomme sagen in andere Sachen, zu da ist eine Sache von Shmek Gan Eden, dacht sich in der Esrige, das und her. Ze kele be an veyu, pri eitz hodo. Da, mir kann nicht genau Gan Eden, do. Efter in der andere Sache, es sagt, I did a mitzvah, efter in der Chalas, mach a bruch auf der schwache Chalas, I don't mind. In der Esrige, the priest's hunger is kevea. We're not looking for smells of Gan Eden. First you have to have a better esrik. Let me get weiter. One more thing there you saw it. The Melech Zog Alamos, you don't mention Zog in Chas V'Sholem, Ich Nishkin Mezalzer. Ich gehe out about a sprach. Ich hab a esrik. No, everyone wants a reine esrik. A clean esrik. A reine esrik. A clean esrik. I have no black dots. So he says, I have a reine esrik from Bittel Teire. Nishto is that zach. Because I have a reine talis from Bittel Teire. It's not music, I have a reine, I have a clean esrik from Bittel Teire. I didn't spend time to look for esrik. I'm not saying a bocha has to go to look to spend time. I'm saying, but it's not music, a reine esrik from Bittel Teire. A mile and a esrik that's not Bittel Teire doesn't make the esrik better. Esrik has to be bechefze better. Now, as a halacha is sometimes in the middle of Sukkot, the esrog changes colors and we call it old brown. We call it menumah, it's possible. Because it's menumah. Machlekes, maize is a machlekes apoiskim. Can't say it's possible, it's a machlekes apoiskim. Zog de chasim sefer, if this menumah happened, not stop. Sometimes it happens, you open it in the first day before Sukkot, old brown. Too bad. What happens? No, the first days everything is good, but because you were holding it and shaking it with the time, it got brown. Zog de chasim sefer, it's kosher. Zekei livan veil. Fakat, you used it for the mitzvah. So you'll ask to steer it to what we're saying now. We say that it has to be bechefze. This chasim sefer shtei, it doesn't have to be bechefze. Das nishken steer. It's like the Chazanish, the famous Maisan, the Chazanish, he saw a Yid going without a hat in Shabbos. Chazanish asked him, why are you going without a hat? You know, Ben Terry doesn't go on the street in Shabbos without a hat and jacket. Chazanish asked him, why are you going without a hat? You're a Ben Terry. You're a Yiddish person. A Yiddish person doesn't go without a hat and jacket. So how are you going without a jacket and a hat in Shabbos? So he told him, no, chontz stood on my hat. It would be very funny if I would go with my hat. Chazanish told him, das was ein Kvod Shabbos. People will see you going with chont on your hat and you're not cleaning it. This is covered Shabbos. Forget, this is covered Shabbos. Same thing here. Even though we said, Gan Eden, this machnish can the esrik besser, so it has some safer, but if you see in the esrik, that people were using this esrik and shaking this esrik, this is a vada, so it has some safer, this is a hodl. Now, there's another shayla a lot of time in the esrik, a lot of time the esrog has different areas. We're speaking now in a kosher esrog, not yellow like the chasim sefer, that it's post machlekes if it's kosher or posul. Chutz the chasim sefer is machshir, if it happened because of the mitzvah. Just it has like bashes. One side very green, the other side yellow, then the other side again very green, and again yellow. No proportion, like mudman. Sometimes it's nice. It's like all blend together, like a marble, givaldik doesn't fuck up. That's a shame. But something like from one side, like mamish green, to the other side, mamish yellow. On the third side, it's another color. It says, machlekes. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa holds that it's possible. This is Menumo. Most of the poiskim, also a sefer that came out now, new sefer teres, now the meaning, Baal Chove, he brings a lot of rise that it's kosher. So, b'shayla, how to learn pshat in Mishnah Bure? Most poiskim are machshirit, the Shmir Shabbos passes it. Shmir Shabbos passes it. But in the boxes, a lot of times you'll find it. Now, one rezach be'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, before we go into the harder chalokim of the Esrik, one rezach that belongs to the leichter chalokim from the Esrik. I want to tell you a ma'isa, and this is nogea a lot of times to a lot of bochrim. First year after my chasana, I went to England for Pesach, for Sukkos. Okay, so I wanted to have a Shana Esrik. So I went to the Secher of the Stadt. I gave him £200. I told him that I want to get the best Esrik in the whole England. I want the best one. I'll pay you £200. His name was Dandarovich. And I pay, he gave a Seder. He had even a person that normally he gave before. He told me, you'll be the first one for £200. You'll be the first one. Kids, I bought a Shana Esrik. You know, Mamish Azevi Yenem. Esrik, all yellow and brown from all different sides. So, you know, I was like, you know, I felt bad. You know, I spent so much money. So first, everyone in Shul told me, you know, the Chasam Sefer said it's a Hiddu. The Fakel, the Kelim Manveir. I said, I'm asking to change with everyone. I said, kids, I decided that it's a Mekach Toys. Why? I'm asking that if an Esrik you buy for 50 shekels, it's not a Mekach Toys. But a Festa Esrik doesn't have to happen to him. It means that this Esrik was not so fast. He for sure was not an Esrik that is worth £200. So I decided I'm going to give it back. It's not going to get the taste that we learn now in Kiddushi. I started to walk back and I changed my mind. I came back. So my shver, the home group with Roshiv and Gates, and asked me why you didn't go back? It's a good time, you know. Your name is Talmud. If it's Talmud, my name is Tiram Mekartos. Why you came back with the Esrik? So I told him, I'll tell you what. If I'll go back and I'll give it back and I tie the Mekartos, it means that the Esrik was never mine. So it means that in the first 2 days I was never Yetzer. So what it helps that I don't go back? This is what he told me to Bisalevi. There's two kinds of mekach toes. We learn in the sugi of shtus and karka. So the mekach toes that be'etzem, the moshel, a person buys a table and he orders a table and a chair comes instead. It's a mekach toes. Even if he wants to keep the chair, he has to call up and say, you know, I got a chair, I could keep it. Sometimes you buy a table and it shakes. You could call back, please take away the table. But if you don't want to call back, you're allowed to leave the table? You're allowed to? Why? Mekach toes. So a schus chazore. Nish yedo zach beidet. That's a story. Yoyser mishtus, bishtus. Mekarka. Not every time, every person has a right. The Ayin Zoyte Besalevi is two kinds of mekartores. It's chamoy v'nim tzakelev. And it's a mekartores of achob a schus to mevatel the mekach. Efter it's medina or noe. Efter it's nishke medina or noe. Achob a schus to mevatel the mekach. So if this mekartores would be a mekartores, the pshat is what? That it's bichlar a andere mekach. So it doesn't help that I don't go back to change it. But if I'm saying that the etzem, it's not an esrik. It's an esrik. It would be a lemon. I have a right to change it. I have a right to change it. But if I change it, I will lose my mitzvah. Why I'm saying this? One day I was going here near yeshiva. And I see a bachur is running. Where is Yana Meichel? The boss is. My adasim got dried. I got it, I want to give it back to him. He said, if you give it back to Adasim, you're not yoyser the mitzvah the first day. The mekach tos. You don't have to machzor the mekach. If you want to be machzor the mekach, you can be machzor the mekach. You'll lose your mitzvah. So not every time is worth, every time when you get upset to run back to change it down with minim. Some people give guarantee. Even against money, you get another one. But not to tell a mekach tos, it was not worth the money that I paid. You say that, you lost the mitzvah. Now let me get a bit weiter in the Dalet video. It's Tumu Psulim and Esrik. Shinui Mare v'chazozis. But Derech Klal are the same. But we'll start. What is Shinui Mare? If the Esrik has a different color, it's possible. We'll see later where. But I want a little bit to be Marchiv. But this is Be'etzim, the Iker Zach that we're looking in the Esrik. Shinui Mare. What is a Shinui Mare? If the Esrik is black or white, possible. Red, a black spot, not a whole black Esrik. A black spot, a black or white spot, possible. A red spot, machloikis. Brown, kosher. Now, in the top part of the Esrik, it's poisel afilu b'mashu. In the top part of the Esrik, it's poisel afilu b'mashu. In the bottom part, it's only poisel b'shnayim or sholosh mekoymes. Now, it's very hard to know this halacha. In a second I will explain what is the part, the top part and what is the bottom part. But remember, black, white, and maybe red, and the top is poisel b'mashu, and the bottom b'shnayim ha'sholosh mekoymes. Now, shnayim ha'sholosh mekoymes in the bottom, it's not so poshut when it's poisel and when it's not poisel. If they're in one side of the esreg, most poiskim hold that even shnayim ha'sholosh in the bottom don't passel. They have to be in three different angles of the esreg. So if you see more from three spots in the bottom, as or off. So it was added to the bottom. Nisht alamon, the bottom is okay. And the top is possible, you don't have to ask her off. And the bottom, shtayim ha'sholosh, it's possible. Now, what is considered the top? So it's different parts. For sure, the pointy part of the esrog, l'kula alma, is the top. L'maisa, we are machmir, from the place that the esrog starts to curve up, a little bit crooked, goes, starting to crooked up, we already call it choyten. Again, the higher, the more chumradik that it is. Like the pointy part, mamish the edge, mamish chomo. Then, more shittas and more shittas. The nafkamina is alamol to be machmir. Now, it's a big shayla l'moshen poiskim. A lot of times you have an esrek. From one side, it goes up and only in the end it gets curved. From the other side, it's already starting to curve much earlier. So most of the poiskim hold that you have to be machmir from the lower part. Rav Osler is going to make it though. The truth from Rav Osler, in the end of Sefer Teres Dalet Minim, that he's making it. Now, most shittas hold but that lo yitzu, some people have, I saw last year, I saw Esrek, that after 2 seconds already it starts to curve. Like in the mamish, like, it looks like this, and then mamish, like a ta, like chves. Like in French, they have such a building, chves, rufin, does not, the grace. So most poskim hold that there, only from the 50% from the roiv, it's called the choytem. You can't say that from the bottom it's called the choysem. The choytem every time has to be after the roiv. It's not so poshut, but again, the nafkemina is alimol, that it's in the bottom and the dot is not so big. Now, the shir, while these black dots, apostle as nirelein as hodo, zogin ale poiskim, the shir is nirelein. The shir is nirelein. Now, what is shir nirelein? Mi'ikar ha'aloche, it's hard to teach it b'al peh, but it's be'erich 10 centimeters, I don't know how much is an inch, but 10 centimeters is like a half of a small balata, half of a small tile. You hold the esrog far away, 10 centimeters from your eye, and you look at it. If you don't see it, it's me'ikar hadin kosher. It's no mitzvah to look very stark. Now, the machmirim taina that our eyes are shvache eyes, and this is the reason they use this glass, the magnifying glass, to check. Another taina that they have, that after you find it with the glass, you could look without the glass and also see it. After someone points it, you also could see it. you can't give it back in the box. But for sure, the Olam will look for ones that don't have it. Now, you have to know that these black dots or white dots or red dots, it's only if it's from the Esrog. Let's say if someone has shoe polish on his hands and it goes on the Esrog, it's for sure kosher. Now, it doesn't have to be shoe polish. Today, they spritz the Esrogim with all different chemicals. Now, these little chemicals are not dafka black. They're all different colors. But they land on the Esrog and then they get burned in the sun and they get black. And they stick on the Esrog. These don't passel the Esrog. Again, it's very hard yourself to machriya such a shayla. But you have to know a lot of black dots are not really black dots. Not only that, sometimes in the wood, in the tree, there's little needles that stick into the Esrog and they break in. The Mumchim could see, they say, it's a koitz. It's a koitz. Even though it's black, it's not possible. Some machmirim hold that if this spritz was on the Esrog when the Esrog was young and it grew for months after it on the tree and it grew with the tree, it gets a din of a black dot even though it's not a chelik of the Esrog. And this is the reason a lot of machmirim will not want to be samech on these black dots to say it's not from the Esrog, it's only from the spritz. Now, Reb Nissim Kareli told, it's a very big chumrah, that a brown dot that looks black is possible. You know, you come to someone, check, maybe it's brown. It's brown. They tell you, in the sun, in the spitz sun with the glass, you could see that it's brown. So Reb Nissim Kareli, it's brocha levatole. But, there's a big but, if it's a kind of dot that you can't see without the glass, and then with the glass, when you go tiff, you see that it's brown, that's as good. Stami malam shach. The eyes, you don't see it. And with the glass says that it's brown. But if you pick an essay and it looks black, it's not good enough that you go to the maybe, it's brown. Das ist nicht genug, doch, im Nissen Karelitz. Now, it's a very interesting halacha, and it's kedai to know it over Sukkos, every place that you could go. It's a big shaila. There's a big stir in Shulchan Aruch. And Tov Reish Mem Ches, Seif Yudalet, steht as it. Also by Chazozis, Oishu Menumo, you have a dot. What would be if you peel out the black dot? Take it out. Kosher. שתי שרונות, אלא זה כושר. זוג דרמו, ולא חוסר כלום. So the Mishnah is like chaser klum. Only the shiny one. Here's the Mishnah Berurah that says only the shiny one went off. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if you have a black dot, a lot of soichim do it without knowing this. Yeah, before you come, they take off the black dots. Kosher. This is mitzad echod. And tofer, this is the Ramo and Tov Reish Mem Ches. And Tov Reish Mem Tes, Seif Hei, Im Hoyo Yovesh Umenumo, Shepasul Kol HaZayin Yomi, Af Im Chotach HaYashvus, Oyanimur Posul Kol Zayin, Hoyil Vebo Mikoyach Psul, Paskin the Ramo, Stirin the Ramo. Don't say the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber that if you had a nimur and you peeled it off, it's kosher. Who should be chaser klum? Don't state in the Ramon Tov Reish Mem Tes legabi shar yomim that nimur is possible b'shar yomim, a black dot is possible because hodor all the 7 days. If you cut it off, it's possible. Stir in the Ramon. Here it's mashma, he's masking with the Mechaber that you could, you're allowed to peel off the black dot. Tov Reish Mem Ches Seif Yudalet. And Tov Reish Mem Tes Seif Hey, he paskins b'shem ha-goyes Oshri, that if you have a nimur, and you call off the nimur, it's possible. The Biur HaGro says Pshat, the Mokir is the Rosh. The Rosh asks the Kasha, how you have a tzad that is possible, Bichlal, if you cut it off, is a halacha, is a mishnah, adasim, if they have grapes, it's possible. If they have black grapes, it's possible. If you take them off, it's kosher. It's a mishnah, ve'ein me'matim b'yomtev. So even if the adasim that have black grapes are possible, if you take off the grapes, it's kosher. If you take off the grapes, it's kosher. So how here the Mechaber paskins that if you call off the nimor, it's possible? Zog the Rosh, because after you take off the grapes, no one sees that was grapes. Here, when you cut off the nimor, people see it. But Mekalmachim does it a steer in Shulchan Aruch. That though the Ramah, the Mechaber paskins that if you take off the nimor, it's possible. The Ramah paskins that it's possible. And though the Mechaber state that it's kosher. Steer it. Zog the Goen, as in the Mishnebur, Achorim Lepshat in the Goen. Now, what the Ramah says, and Tov Reish Memches if you dalet, that if you take off the Nimur as kosher, Vehu Shaloi Choser, he didn't say it only because if it's Choser, it's possible. No, maybe even if they're missing more parts from the shiny part, it'll be kosher, as Choser. But if you took off a big piece, so it's Niker, that Amol is given to a Shvarze Pintale, and the Mele it's not kosher. This aloha that you could bring it back to the kashrus, it's only if it's bichlal not niker that you peeled off epes. But if it's niker that you peeled off epes, you're not allowed to. That's the shaila. Why the Ramo says v'rusha leichosa? The Ramo is talking on the first day, and this means he said v'rusha leichosa or not. So the goyin lemay says the achrev the goyin says the Rosh himself holds that if you cut off the black pintal it's kosher, and he holds kipshutoi. But the Ramah wanted to be Yashiv the steer, there will be no steer in the Ramah. And the Ramah paskins that the reason that it's kosher only if it's not choser. But if it's choser, it's not kosher. So la aloche, and you have to know, let me get kiseina. Lekatchile, because it's a steer, and not everyone is masking to the territory of the Goyen, people are makbid lekatchile not to take off black dots bichlal. Because if not, it's a posh to eat it. To scrape it off. Le'ikara aloche, if you take off the black dot, and a matzav that only the shiny peel is missing, and there's no change in the color, le'ikara aloche, it's kosher. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, but we'll be enough kemina l'moshe. A person is holding in the second day, third day, and he can't find a kosher esrog. His esrog became possible. He goes to the store, it's a shiny esrog with a black pink color. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, take it off. And use it for the rest. And you can make a bracha with the oven. Why? Because be'etzem, the Goyen himself said that it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah said it turns. But in Mechaber is mashma that if you take off the black pintal, it's kosher. You're right, that some people hold that you can bombi psul, you can kasher. But while the Rambam holds that b'shar yomim hodor is also kosher, even though we don't pass like the Rambam, over here b'tzirus feksveike, the Mishneh Berurah is matir. So again, to be yoytzek lo, lekatchila we don't play and we don't chapel with black dots. To be very nervous that the meicher is not erlach and he took off a black spot, if it doesn't look that someone played in the esrog, you don't have to be worried. If it looked like someone played, so then if could be lefi the goyen, it's ready puzzle. But in the rest of the days, zog the Mishneh Berurah, b'di'eved, if you have a shasat chak, you could use it. Now, there's another zach that happens in all of the esrog. Till now, it's so easy to find the esrog, if you want to be said. The problem starts in the zach that is called bletlach. And you cannot, I could say maybe 98% of the Esroigim have bletlach. What is bletlach? Or bletflak, some people call it. What is bletlach? The word bletlach comes from Yiddish. Blet is a leaf in Yiddish. The leaves a lot of time hit the Esroig. And because of that we get these white things on the Esroig. They're not called a white dot. They're called bletlach. Now, the bletlach are divided to three groups. Heavy bletlach, that you could feel with your fingers. This is not apostle. Heavy bledlach. This normally happen that the esrog really got a scratch. He got a real bang. So the scourge is a very heavy scourge. There's another kind of bledlach that was a little scratch and a little juice of the esrog came out. Normally that bledl will look like white sand. Stuck on, like, not like white sand, but like a little white. And there's some that even less than that, that like a leaf was leaning and banging it, and also became. Now, before Masbid Alochis of Bletlach, we have to know, is we said there's two reasons to Pasul Esrog. Shinui Mare, white, black, maybe red, and Chazozis. What is Chazozis? What is Chazozis? Like a pimple. If the Esrog has a pimple, it's a Chazozis. Now, the Chazozis is not so much Motzi in our days. They have some Esrogim with like pimples full with water inside. The Chazozis kimat never happens in our days. But the Shaila is if every Bletlach be'etzem is a Chazozis. Chazozis is like an extra growth on top of the Esrog. So when we are going to kasher the Esrogim with the Bletlach, we have to take care of two problems. Chazozis problems, and we have to take care of Shinui Mare's problem. Now, the Levush and all the Poiskim brought down that a Bletlach is kosher. Why? So the Ramah in Tov Reish Mem Ches brings two reasons why Bletlach are kosher. ולכך יש להכשיר אויסום חזוזיס שקוירים בולמול, דוס איז בלטלח, לפי שאינם גבוהים משאר האסרוג, they're not bumpy, they're not like חזוזיס that are bumpy, they're smooth. ויש מי שקוסף די יש להכשירום, די נחשוב עם הרי האסרוג, מאחר דרגים ליועס הרבה. It looks like the color of the האסרוג, it's natural. This is the way that the האסרוגים come. So we have two reasons why bletlach hakosha. One reason bletlach hakosha because they're not bumpy. The second reason the bletlach hakosha, this is the way esrogim look. Esrogim come with bletlach. Esrogim come with bletlach. What is the nafkemine in the two reasons? The first nafkemine is, before we pass in laloch, if you have a bumpy bletl, that if you touch in your hand, your mamish feel like a bumpy bletl. If the reason is like the first reason, because they're not bumpy, your bletl is bumpy. If the reason that it's muta, because this is the way the esrog looks, so even if it's bumpy, but this is the esrog. If you have bumps in the esrog, it's also good. This is the esrog. So this could be an afkemine, and bumpy bletlach, you could use a bumpy bletl. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, ועין באחרונים שהסכימו דאין לאוכל בגבוהים משאר האסרוג כי אם בשעס הדחק. You have to know what is considered bumpy. Everything is a little bit higher. But a lot of times a heavy bletl not to take. Now, the dogma מרבב התיינס that לכאורה, if the reason is because it looks like the אסרוג, oh, but it's a shini mare. It's white. It only will be kosher in the bottom. And the chayodah was choshesh to it lekatchila. Now we have to know. The primegodim and all the poiskim taine, chas v'shalom, bletl is not a shini mare. This is the color. Why white is a change? Because white is not the color of the esrog. If the levush said that esrogim come with bletlach, so the color of Esrogim is yellow, green, and bletlsh. Bletlsh, this is the color. The color is called bletlach. So you can't have a tiny that looks white, that looks like a blet, like a psul of a mare. But again, the machmirim achoshet of the dogu mirvava, and they will never take an Esrog that has a bletl on the top. Remember the first year that I started to look at Esrogim, I was mamash not a maven. I remember I found mamish a nice esrog, mamish. I remember it was in Strauss near by someone, Frankel I think it was. because I had like a quite nice blattle on the top. And I was like, oh, happy with my esrog. Choshen Begid Yerushalayim came, and I showed him the esrog. He told me, with a blattle? It's with sugar? Some people don't touch an esrog that has a blattle. On the top part. Again, the Shulchan Aruch stated it's kosher. Now, as a machlekes apoiskim, what happens if you have a black dot on top of the blattle? Don't even take blattlach. Light blattlach. You have a blattle, but a black dot on the blattle. Some people say, in an esrog, a black dot is a shinui marim. But in a blattle, you're allowed to have a black dot. So as a machlekes apoiskim, there's no achroah on it. And you have to know, the gabi tzirufim. Now, there's another place that you can have a black dot, the pitem. So the pitem has three parts. Shushante, it's like the edge of the pitem has like a flower. A lot of times that flower gets like a black dot on top. It's kosher. Then you have the stick of the pitem. Reb Chaim holds that it's kosher. And a lot of poiskim hold that it's possible. The minag poiskim's manenu is that there's two kinds of pitam. Is a they call it a esrog dik, a fleishik dik pitam, and a wood pitam. If you look at an esrog, sometimes the pitam looks like a tree, like a wood. Sometimes the pitam is made from the same flesh, from the same material of the esrog. And they say if it's a wood one, so it doesn't pass on the black dot. If it's an esrog dike one, it passes. Again, Reb Chaim said that it's kosher. I saw it came on our sefer, Reb Azriel Erbach says, sefer Reb Shem Zalman, sefer Reb Eliashiv, that even in a wood one, it's possible. Now, some people have an esrog without a pitam. We'll see about it. But some people take an esrog without a pitam. A lot of times, in that esrog without a pitam, in the place that the pitam has to be, it's like a little wood finishes. And that edge is laying there a little black dot. Chaim Kanievsky says it's no problem. Now, it's two min hogim in klal Yisrael. If you take an esrog with a pitam, or you take an esrog without a pitam. The chsidim, most of the chsidim, took all of the years with a pitam. The litvashe took without a pitam. As he's given. This was the divided in Klal Yisrael. The Chassidus Shayir will never touch an esrog without a pitam. And the Litvish, they look for an esrog without a pitam. No, I don't take with a pitam. I take without a pitam. So some people just came because they were scared that it would break in the middle of Yontif. Now, we have to know, is the Shulchan Aruch in Tof Reish Memches Seif Zayin. Nital a pitam posu. An esrog that is pitam fell off is possible. And as a machlekes rishonim, why? If it's possible mishum choser or mishum hodo. Again, if kimin in the second day. If it's mitzad choser, it's only possible on the first day. If it's mitzad hodo, it's possible all the 7 days. Now, before we go into the long game first mesuda, I want to say the chumra is still the me'akev. Lekatchile, you have to have the whole pitam, including the shoshante. The wood, including the flower. But the event, if the flower falls off, it's kosher lekatchile. If a part of the pitam breaks, but a part of the pitam stays, it's machlekes apoiskim. Again, the Mishneh Berurah holds that the event is kosher. If the whole pitam fell, but its state is no hole yet. It's exactly the amount of covering the esrog. Some poskim are machshir. Again, lekatchila to have the pitam include the flower. The flower goes off, nunu. Or if it breaks a half, then it's a machlek is a poskim. Or but the yevet it's kosher. If the whole thing fell off, so if it fell off completely, it's possible. Until your mamish cracked off completely. But a lot of times, a little bit is left yet, so then it could be it's kosher, it's a shayv. Shabura says, if the reason it's chaser, so even a little bit is missing is chaser. Hodo, could be, forget, I'm sorry. Hodo is like the Mishnah Berurah. If it's missing a little bit, it's not Hodo. But Chaser, you have to know what is the Shiur. Now, so Be'etzem, so how the Litvish should take an Esek without a Pitam? So Shulchan Aruch, Nita la Pitam Pasu. So how people touch an Esek without a Pitam? The Teretz says, this is a Ramah. Zog the Ramah on Tof Reish Mem Chesri Yiv Zayin. וכל זה שהיו לו פיתם ונופל. וכל זה שהיו לו פיתם ונופל. הנה, הוא אומר, יש מחמיר עם נידלו הששנטה, וטוב לאח ממוקים שאפשר. מי לו דין אליף של אלם כנית לדעת. אבל אם לא היו לו דעת מאוילום כושר, וכן רוב הישרויגים שמביאים במדינס אלו הראש. So the Ramah says, if it never had a pitam, it's kosher. So the Shaila Beseder, if it never had a pitam, it's kosher. So, but why like a tchilad to buy an esek without a pitam? Especially, you never know, maybe it had and it fell. Maybe it had and it fell. So why the reason the Litvisher never took a sroge with pitam? One reason, because Tagde was scared that it will break. And they didn't have enough money to buy themselves another esrog. Another reason was, it's very hard to find an esrog with a pitam. Why? The tree of the esrogim is a very, very weak tree. Very weak. If you went once to a pardes, you will see the way it grows. They make like a table without the top, only the frame, and the esrog tree grows inside and he leans. It's not so weak like a grape, but it's in between a grape and a normal tree. It can't hold itself. It needs supporters. It's so weak, an esrog tree. The mele, the esrogs are so weak, so the pitmin fill the whole time. So how people get pitmin? Some esrogim take a pitmin. So the secret is, the lemon is very similar to the esrog. And the lemon is a very strong tree. So what they do, I went to a pardes, kosher pardes, they have like, in the middle of the field, a big esrog field, around it, to Zayin Amo, huge pardesim full with lemons. And the bees, you know, they park. And like this, the bees, from the flowers, they give over the inside of the lemon, thus is mutter, yeah? It's nishkin arkoven. Hashem never said that you have to look at your esrogim, that bees will not land inside. They need to tell them aloha shores. But what the people that are not so kosher did, they would take pure lemon juice and they would give a shot to the esrog tree. There's no way to find out. Some people hold us as a kovet. And b'meile, they did all different taroivasim to have, and it's very hard to know. This is the reason a lot of people want the chazanish esrog. But the chazanish went and mevarer that is not murkav. Was very hard to find pure esrogim. So the ones with pitmim were bigger chashash than the murkim. This is the reason the Litvisher and the Chaznish esrogim didn't use the pitmim. They were very nervous. The last years, Baruch Hashem, it started again that we have good esrogim and not murkim with pitmim. Why? First, you know, the world has all different ideas. And also was a soldier that went to America, of American army, when America was fighting Vietnam. So the people were hiding in between the trees there. The American wanted to get rid of them. So they sent people with chemicals and they killed, you know, they sprayed and they killed thousands, millions, I don't know how much they killed. Yeah, they claimed they didn't do it, but this is what happened. That was one of the American soldiers that was there, and he saw was a lot of oranges, trees inside these forests. After the planes came with all the chemicals and they went inside, you know, to check what happened, all the oranges got pitmin. So he realized that this chemical could make pitmin. So he brought it to the esrogim. And today they put in all the fields of the esrogim these chemicals. And the esrogim grow with pitmin. So it's more zachem, it's one of the ways. Kol ha'ele lo nivro ha'ele b'shvil Yisrael. So fakat, so today that is a chetivtzit to take a pitam. So it's kedai to take a pita.
Why is it called a
word? What? No, markov is only in the tree. You're allowed to put like water, you're allowed to put all different things in the ground that make it strong. It has to be not in the tree, not tarov is in the tree. Now, you think only, oh, Baruch Hashem. It's not only Baruch Hashem. The Maise, this thing made a huge problem. And I want to explain. There's different levels of machmirim why you have to have a pita. First level one, Rabbi Branzdorfer v'chaveiro, they tell it like this. When the Ramah was matir, was trees that grew without pitmin. Today if you go to a field, I went to fields, all of the esroigim have pitmin. I myself, when I climbed on a tree to take an esroig, I broke in the way 200 pitmin. I counted. A guy after me, the guys came, they packed it, and they sold it like a slogan that came without pitmin. Be'en ha'ro'isi. It happens every year. You just touch the tree, they fall. I tried to get one, it fell. I went to the next one. I went to the next one. But the guy after me came, and he sold it. I just, you don't want it, okay, we're selling it. So b'meile, amol, they didn't have pitmin. Today that they have pitmin, some people tell us that kimat all the slogan that we have had pitmin. So the kids, so you're taking a possible answer without a pita. So it's better to take one with a pita and you know that you're okay. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Chazon Ish tell us that this is not called. If it falls, if it falls when it's on the tree, if it falls when it's on the tree, it's not called that nofala pita. Kozma, the same thing that Truma Sadeshin said, that if you have a hole, it's not called chosa. The same thing, if it falls on the tree, it's not called chosa, and b'meila you're allowed to use it. Not everyone is masking because people say, like Abi Hodol, if it grows without, so this is the kind that grows. Like Mishnah Berurah says, Esrog HaKushi Posul. If you go to Eretz Kush, it's kosher, because this is the way it grows there. If all the Esrogim grow without pitmin, this is the way that it grows. But the day that it grows, but the Meister Mishnah Zalman the Chaznish will matir, calls man that it fell on the tree. Rebbe Eliashiv holds, only if it fell in the first third of the esrog. If it fell later, it's possible. Then all these esrog that I banged down, the fear of Eliyashu that it's possible esrog. And 200 people made a broch on it. Now, as another kula b'shem the Chazon Ish says that even if it falls later, if it's such a shvacher pitem, that is very dried and is aimed to fall, it's also good. So this we call Chumre 1. This we call Chumre 1. Again, so this is the reason Rabbi Eliashiv is very machmir. Rav Ozner says the Moshe B'Sfek Sfeike, you're allowed to. Because he says first, Sofek, if it's, he says first Sofek, if it fell before, if it fell after it, and even if it fell after it, maybe it's al-tschosa, and b'shal yorim it's kosher. So again, among people were very makel to take without a pitem. Today, that a lot of more esregim came with a pitem, and a lot of pardesim with a pitem, as a mokim to machmir. I'm not saying because the ma'isa we have Rabbeinu HaChazonish from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that say that it's okay. Chumra number two came to say to use a pita. This came from different bottom midrashes. The size of Choshev Sefer, Beis Yisrael also speaks about it. They came with such a chumra. Meshuchanoruch Paskins, the Ramah, in Tof Reish Memches, Seif Yud Gimel, Siv Zion. Calls that Dafka Benitla. Someone took away the pita. אבל אם לא היה לו דד מאוילום כושר, אם לא היה לו דד מאוילום כושר, וכן הם רוב האסרויגים שמביאים במדינס אלו. זוג דה גוין, יאז הראי, לא שנה משנה איז, ניט לו הפיטמו, ניט לו הפיטמו. סומן טוק את אוף. משמע, but if it grew it out of pitam, it's kosher. Nit lo pitam apostle. But if it grew it out of pitam, it's kosher. Ve'ayin yeredei yasimenun. Lo sheitin yeredei yasimenun. An animal that doesn't missing a lung. Treifet. What if it was born without a lung? Apostle. Ve'yesh machshirim, aramba. Zog de goyen, shenemar nit lo areyo. So the God here is Mitzayin, Ayin Rambam Yeredei Yasimenun. So the same thing here we're saying, Dafka Hoyoloi. Although if it was born without it, it's kosher. It's similar to the Shita in Yeredei, that if it was born without a lung, it's kosher. Now when you open Yeredei, state in the Ramah, V'rag b'mokim hefsen merube yesh le'okim. So why here he was Mekel, V'chem roi v'sroigim v'medina seilu? The time of the Ramah, you couldn't find a better Esrig. Aber bismana said that an Esrigim, as they did Yeredei, we say that if it's not a Hefsen Merube, you're not allowed to use a cow that was born without a lung. And you don't say only if it was taken off. We say that the Leike Haraman, that Nitla Arreo is kosher. We pass that it's post-treif, only the Merkim Hefsen Merube. I, the Ramah here was Machshir, because Mechain Reib Esrigim in Medina Seilu. So Lechua, the Goyen wants to be Merames, that if you could get different Esroigim, please take an Esroig with a Peter. About the Mokir is a Rosh. The Rosh said that it's Muta Lekatchile. Okay, because the Rosh said the Chisoron is Hodor. Hodor, if it grew without a Peter, there's no Chisoron in Hodor. Aber as Choser, as Evin Yerdeye, Choser Eivir is Treife, da Eivir Choser is Treife. The Butchacher, and again I saw today, Sefer Teres Da'al Minim Chalek Beis in Tshuva Zayin, he has a very nice Tshuva to Miyashev the Stira. But again, because of that Stira, some people are Machmir to take a Peter. Not only that, they say B'Shem Rebbe Eliashi that a nice Esrog with a good Peter is better from an Esrog without a Peter. I'm sorry. A nice Esrog with a Peter, even though it has a little blettle, is better from an Esrog without a pitam that doesn't have a blettle. Esrog with a pitam begins a shayvot is better. Pitam? Now, so we have three reasons to be machmir. One reason is because we have a suffix when it fell. Another reason is because maybe in Zman HaZeh that the Esrog grow different is no heter. And the other reason that people are machmir because this Ramot. The Mishneh Berurah brings down a simen that you could look in the Esrog to see when the pitam fell. It's like a kind of crown around the pitam area that you could know if it fell early or if it fell later. If it has that crown, it's kosher even if you're a Eliashiv. If it doesn't have it, so then it's a suffix, maybe it fell early, maybe it fell late. Again, we're not pasking that it's possible Chas v'Sholem Klal Yisrael uses Esroigim without a Pitam Azei Shtei Din Mecha Ramo Azei Shtei. I'm just saying, what is the mocker to be Machmir to take a Esroig with a Pitam? It's already late, so Lulav we did already, and Esroig we did today, so I hope Mirza Hashem, I'm not sure yet, but I hope next week we'll find one more day and we'll do the Aroves and the Adasim and the Koishiklach. Thank you.